Not that.
Crime Waves by Dave Simpson and Diane Whitley. Episode 1, The Trial. News from the Northwest on Radio Northside with James Edwards.
The PC Johnson murder trial begins today at Manchester Crown Court. The accused is 19-year-old Keith Brandon from Salford.
Passes the milk.
William Johnson was found stabbed to death on the ground near Parkvale Youth Centre on the evening of January the 20th.
Somebody answer that door!
All right. Dad! We were listening, it's about Keith.
So stop listening and get moving, you're late for school.
But we know him.
Yes, and I worry about some of the people you two know.
Hi, Gemma.
Is it like this in your house, Andy? Bedlam?
Sometimes.
Oh, and by the way, I'm working late tonight. Fancy a takeaway pizza?
Oh, Maggie, yeah.
See you tonight.
Hey, Dad, try and get that Pro Walkman tape recorder for us.
Look, I can't today, I'm up to here.
Oh, Dad.
I work at the BBC, Gemma, not Curry's Superstore.
Oh, and you will ask if we can go in the editing suite?
No! I can't find me tie.
Hey, Liam, I haven't been able to fix that tape deck.
You're joking. We need it for Friday's disco.
I know.
Have you seen me tie, Gemma?
No.
Look, Andy, I've one more go at fixing it tonight. And if it doesn't work, maybe my dear sister will look at it for us. Hey, Gemma.
I've never been to court.
You what?
I wonder what Keith's doing now.
Having his last cigarette.
Let's go.
No, I still can't find my tie.
Not school, idiot. Court.
You're joking. You mean bunk off?
Yeah. I'm going to go to Keith's trial. You two coming with me?
Are you serious?
Andy?
No way.
Come with us, Liam.
I don't know.
You're mad, Gemma. What if you get caught?
I want to be at Keith's trial. It's important. Are you coming with me or not, Liam?
Don't be daft, Liam.
Shut up, Andy. Liam?
Hmm.
Well?
All right.
Brill!
The pair of you are mad.
Not really. This way I won't get detention, will I?
You what?
Can't find my skill tie, can I?
Come on, Brandon, on your feet.
All right.
They're waiting for you.
You know something? Your breath smells.
Yeah, come on.
Mr. A. Reynolds, court number 2.
Which court's Keith in?
No,
that's
me.
Hey, Liam, he's in here.
What?
It's on the door, come on.
Hey, where are you going?
Into court.
Oh, yes, and how old are you?
14.
And you, young lady?
13.
If you're under 14, you can't go in.
But I'm 14 tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I am. Oh, please, he's our friend, Keith Brandon. We promised we'd be here.
Hang on. And you're meant to be accompanied by an adult.
Oh, well,
And anyway, shouldn't you be at school?
No, we've got special permission.
Mrs. Brandon, it's over here.
Thank goodness.
We're with her.
Oh, I couldn't remember the court number. Hello, you're...
Friends of Keith, yeah.
Hello, Mrs. Brandon. Let's go in, shall we? It's just starting.
Are they with you?
Yes, aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah, all right then, go on in.
Thank you. You all right, Mrs. Brandon?
Couldn't sleep worrying about him.
Well, we didn't do it, Mrs. Brandon, so he's going to be all right.
Put up the accused.
Silence in court.
There he is.
Oh, look at him. He hasn't even had a shave.
All stand. Chief Brandon, you stand indicted that on January the 20th, 1992, you did murder Police Constable William Johnson. How say you, Keith Brandon? Are you guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty.
Oh. Bring in the jury.
Police Constable Gibson, can you tell us what happened on the night of January the 20th?
PC Johnson and I were on patrol when at 20:45 hours we received a call concerning a disturbance at the disco in Parkvale Youth Centre. We arrived at the youth centre at 20:50 hours.
I need two unlimited with no limit.
Jeff Carter around?
Yes! I'm Jeff!
son, are you?
That's right.
Who? Jenny Walsh! The blonde one in CID.
Oh, her!
Shall I tell you through to Jeff?
Why weren't you on the door, Keith?
I know. Sorry.
It were my fault, Jeff. We were in the pool room talking.
Okay, okay. Forget it. Come.
Police, Jeff.
Right. Come in.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, Andy. Everything okay out there?
Yeah.
Gemma, go and pull the bolt on the front door while we're in here talking, just to be on the safe side, yeah?
Right.
I'll watch the door.
No, you stay, Keith, please.
I'm P.T. Johnson. This is my colleague, P.C. Gibson.
You're a bit late. They've already gone.
What exactly happened?
Some older lad's gate crashed. The disco's for under-16s. It all got a bit heavy.
He broke a couple of glasses, threatened the kids and stuff.
Keith Brandon?
Yeah.
Well, over 16 yourself. Didn't think kiddies' discos would be your idea of fun.
I work here.
Work? Well.
Look. Do you want a description of these you?
Yes, please.
So how long's Keith been working for you?
A year and a half.
Notice anything go missing during that
time?
I hope you're not threatening me, son.
Look, what is this?
Oh, come on, Bill, you're out of order.
These young offenders, criminal record as long as your arm, they get to 18 and it's all wiped clean. Well, that's all wrong, innit?
Look, I know all about Keith's past. I thought you were here to investigate a disturbance, not to harass one of my employees.
Oh, would you like to make a formal complaint, sir?
Oink, oink, oink.
Keith.
You little bastard!
Bill, come on, calm it.
He almost broke my leg once, you know, resisting arrest, he did.
Next time I will.
What did he say? What did he say just then?
Just leave it, Bill, he's not worth it.
Did you definitely hear the defendant threaten Police Constable Johnson?
Yes. He threatened to break his leg.
Liar!
Silence in court.
Thank you, Police Constable Gibson.
They should have asked Jeff. It wasn't like that.
Look, if he can't keep quiet, you'll have to get out.
Sorry.
You've been warned.
Police Constable Gibson, if you heard such a threat, why didn't you arrest Mr. Brandon there and then?
Who's this now?
Keith's defence lawyer. Shut up, will you, Gemma?
Isn't threatening the police officer an offence?
If we make an arrest on every veiled threat, we'd never do any other police work.
Thank you, Police Constable Gibson.
Does Your Honour have any questions?
Yes, where's my water jug? I usually have a jug in glass. Could someone oblige?
Your Honour?
What? Oh, no. You may stand down, Police Constable Gibson.
I call Detective Inspector Machin. You were the investigating officer on this particular case?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you tell us how your inquiries led you to suspect that the defendant was responsible for Police Constable Johnson's murder?
P.C. Johnson's body was found by the youth centre, and we know that earlier in the evening, Brandon had threatened P.C. Johnson, so we brought him in for questioning.
What did the defendant say when you told him why you wanted to question him?
May I refer to my notes, Your Honour?
Yeah, you ought, sir.
Thank you.
Your Honour?
Yes, yes.
He said, Johnson's dead, serves him right.
And did the defendant immediately confess to the murder?
No, not immediately.
You were the interviewing officer?
Yes, me and D.S. Davis.
And at what point did Brandon confess to the murder?
We found a knife in his possession, and when we put it to him that this was the murder weapon, he broke down and made a full confession.
Exhibit number one, please.
Is that Keith's knife?
Looks like it. I know he had it with him at the disco.
Is this the knife?
Go on.
I do not like...
Green. Good.
I do not like... green eggs and ham.
Who, what?
Go on.
Oh, I feel a right nerd reading this.
Concentrate. And Keith, please stop banging your penknife up and down. It's driving me bonkers.
This isn't a penknife. It's a serious blade, this.
The deceased had 6 stab wounds to his chest and 1 to his abdomen.
Now, Mr. Cummings, is it possible that knife could have been used in the attack?
It is possible, yes.
Do the size of the stab wounds indicate that this knife could be the murder weapon?
From the size of the blade, I would say yes.
Thank you, Mr. Cummings.
Mr. Cummings, what type of knife is this?
A Swiss Army knife.
In fact, there are many thousands of similar knives purchased every year, aren't there, Mr. Cummings?
I would think so.
Did you find any traces of blood on the knife?
No.
Now, you say, Mr. Cummings, that it is possible that the knife was used in the attack. I should like to ask, is it probable?
It is possible.
But you cannot be absolutely sure that this penknife was the murder weapon, can you, Mr. Cummings?
Not absolutely sure, no.
Thank you, Mr. Cummings.
You should have asked him if the knife had been washed.
Shh!
It was filthy last time I saw it.
Do you wish to re-examine, Mrs. Wilson?
No, Your Honour. That is the case for the prosecution.
If it was still filthy, how could he have got rid of the blood?
Good point, Jen. Ah, but if he had washed it, that'd be suspicious.
We'll never know either way, will we? Wally's in wigs. I could do their job.
Right, you two out now.
In view of the lateness of the time, I'm going to adjourn for the day. The court will resume at 9:30 tomorrow morning.
Okay, we're going.
One knackered tape deck.
Oh, thanks very much, Andy. Did Psycho say anything?
He found your tie, and it's detention Friday.
Ha ha.
What was the trial like, Gemma?
You should have come, Andy. It's dead interesting.
It's looking bad for Kiefer.
Don't be daft. We haven't heard the defence yet.
He confessed, Gemma. What kind of defence is that?
But now he's saying not guilty, isn't he? And I believe him.
Just because you fancy him, bugger.
Bit old for you, innit, Gemma?
I do not fancy him.
Anyway, what are we going to do about this tape deck, Liam?
I'll have a quick look at it, won't I? Pass us that screwdriver.
You know, Andy, sometimes people confess if they're put under pressure.
Don't know about that.
Well, you would say that.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. Suppose you have to side with them, with your mum being a copper and that.
Plug that in for us, Andy.
I just think that the police must have a fairly strong case, that's all.
Come with us tomorrow, Andy. Don't make your mind up until you've heard all the evidence.
What if I see a police officer that knows me?
There's so many people about, no one will notice you.
Oh, I don't know.
Better than school any day.
It's not going round or anything. No, he's totally dead. Will you have a look, Gemma?
Have you checked the fuse?
You what?
The fuse in the plug.
Yeah. Of course we have. Didn't you, Andy?
I didn't. Did you?
What a pair of wazzers.
Pizza!
Hi, Dad!
Great, I'm starving.
Oh, hello, Andy.
Hello, Mr. Hargreaves. I'm just off.
Mind out the way, Gemma, while I put these boxes down. You fiddling with wires again?
No wonder the fuse blew. This plug's a death trap.
Liam, get some plates while I hang my coat, will you?
Right.
I think I probably will see you tomorrow.
Oh, Gemma, I managed to get you that Pro Walkman recorder after all. Ta-da!
Oh, great.
It's brilliant, this. You can play your ordinary cassettes or you can record. There's a built-in mic and it's voice-activated. Look, do you want to have a go?
Yeah, in a minute, Dad. I'll just finish this.
You could show some enthusiasm. I missed my lunch break getting this. Don't bother with thoughts, Liam. We'll use fingers.
Bye then, Gemma.
Liam, Andy's going now.
Right, cheers, mate.
I was just saying to Gemma, I think I will see you tomorrow, if that's okay.
Great, you mean see us tomorrow?
Yeah.
And do you mean see us here or there?
What is this, 20 questions? He'll see you tomorrow, okay? Now, come on, this rubbery delight's getting cold.
I'll call here first, okay?
Right, great.
Nice one, Andy.
I hope no one sees me. They'll all know me down at my mum's, Nick.
The police were giving evidence yesterday. You'll be all right.
I hope Keith's remembered to shave this morning.
Silence in court.
That's the usher. He tells everyone to hush up.
I call Robert Hart.
Oh, my God, it's Heartless.
Get out the lane, see us all with Addy.
I knew I shouldn't have come.
It's all right. He hasn't seen us.
It's just the outside. Have you lost something?
Yeah, Andy's lost his bus fare.
I knew I shouldn't have come. I knew it.
What's all that was doing here?
Why did I listen to you?
Give somebody the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Could you give me your full name and address, please?
Robert Cecil Hart.
Cecil?
68 Windsor Road.
Mr. Hart, could you please state your occupation?
Head teacher of Thorpebrook School.
And how long have you been head teacher there?
Too long.
Shut up, Gemma.
6 years.
And did the defendant, Keith Brandon, attend your school?
Not very often.
Yes.
What can you tell us about Keith?
Not the truth, or Keith had it.
Shut up!
Well, I can't say that Keith was ever a model pupil. In the early days at school, he was a disruptive influence.
Was he ever violent?
He had learning difficulties, and he didn't always have the patience to overcome these difficulties. But he was never violent during my time as head teacher. And by the time Keith had left school, he'd settled down remarkably.
Thank you, Mr. Hart.
He couldn't stand Keith when he was at school.
Mr. Hart, you say the defendant never showed any violent tendencies.
That is correct.
Is it true that in June 1985 the police were called to Thorpebrook School? Because the defendant had attacked one of the teachers and was out of control?
That is before my time at Thorpebrook.
You took over 1 year later. Were you not told of this incident?
I object, Your Honour.
Mrs. Wilson, you're asking the witness to comment on hearsay. I can't allow it.
Your Honour? Thank you, Mr. Hart. You have been most helpful.
Cecil.
And how long have you held the post of youth leader?
At Parkvale Youth Centre, 4 years.
Now, on the night of January the 20th, why did you phone for the police?
It was the under-16s disco, and at about 8:15 we were gate-crashed by a gang of youth.
Here we go!
Why don't you go?
OK, Andy, please, turn it off for goodness sake!
Why?
Here we go!
Cool it! Will you just cool it? Come on, lads. Enough's enough. This club's for under-16s. You're not welcome.
You're not welcome.
Right, let's stop you. Keith, just ring the police, will you?
I'll have them.
Oh, yeah. You and whose army?
Police.
Okay.
Here we go.
Had the youths gone by the time the police arrived?
You know, I reckon it's them, lads.
Gemma, no, listen. They must have something to hide. The police never found him, did they? I bet it's them that's done it.
Did Keith threaten Police Constable Johnson at any time?
In my opinion, no.
How long has Keith been working for you?
18 months.
Have there been any incidents where Keith has shown a violent tendency?
No.
What time does the youth centre close?
On disco nights, 10:30.
And what time do you and Keith normally get away?
Usually between 11 and 11:15.
And on the night of January 20th, did you lock up at your normal time?
Yes.
Did he hang around the waste ground after you'd locked up?
No.
Thank you.
I told you they'd call Jeff. It's not looking too bad, is it, Mrs. Brandon?
Isn't it?
Do you have any questions, Your Honour?
No, Mr. Carter.
I call Keith Brandon.
Oh, no.
You'll be all right, Mrs. Brandon.
What is your religion?
Catholic.
He's not wearing his tie. I told him to wear the one I bought him last Christmas.
And repeat after me. I swear by Almighty God.
I swear by Almighty God that the evidence I...
Keith, can you tell us why you made a written statement admitting to the murder of Police Constable Johnson?
They kept on at me, right?
How did they keep on at you?
Going on and on, saying I did it, threatening me.
Threatening you?
Yeah.
How did they threaten you?
Machin and the other cop what were interviewing me, they said if I didn't sign, they'd do me over.
So what did you say to that?
I told them to get lost.
And then what happened?
Machin lifted me up, hit me.
Where?
In the stomach.
Then what happened?
I was taken down to the cell where they both had a go at me.
Could you explain what you mean by had a go?
They both hit me in the stomach again, winded me, could hardly breathe.
Is that when you agreed to sign the statement?
No.
When did you agree to sign?
They left me there all night in the cell, and every time I dozed off, one of them would come banging on the door, waking me up.
What happened in the morning?
They wouldn't let me have a fag or a cup of tea. They wouldn't let me go to the toilet, would they? I was bursting. So I started shouting. Machin came in the cell, hit me in the stomach.
What happened then?
I wet myself.
So did you sign the statement soon after that?
Yeah.
Did they at any time ask if you wanted to be represented by a solicitor?
No.
Did you ask to see a solicitor?
Yeah.
Thank you, Keith.
I told you, Andy.
The police wouldn't do that.
Mr. Brandon, these are very serious allegations against the police, are they not?
I'm only telling the truth.
Are you indeed? May we have Exhibit 3, please? Mr. Brandon, this is the tape recording of your police interview. Could you play the beginning, please?
Interview between Keith Brandon and D.I. Machin, January 23rd, 1830 hours. Also present, D.S. Davis. Mr. Brandon has been notified of his rights and has not requested the presence of a solicitor.
Thank you, that's fine for now.
It's a bloody lie! It's a bloody lie!
Mr. Brandon, that sort of behaviour is not tolerated in this court. Another outburst and I will hold you in contempt. Mrs. Wilson?
Your Honour. Mr. Brandon, I suggest you never did request a solicitor, did you?
Yeah, I did.
I suggest to you that your whole story is a fabrication.
You are?
I put it to you that you have lied about the whole of your treatment while in custody.
No.
I put it to you that you were never threatened.
I was.
Or punched.
I was.
Or never denied any of your rights.
I'm telling the truth.
And I also suggest you made that statement of your own volition.
You don't know what you're talking about.
You were never forced to sign this statement.
I was forced. They're lying, not me.
I also suggest you made up these allegations only after you realised the implication of your confession.
You're talking stupid.
When you had time to think about it.
No.
When you had time to work out another story.
They made me.
In short, I suggest these serious allegations against the police were made to save your own neck.
No.
Then why, on medical examination, were no bruises found on your body?
Because they hit me in the stomach. You don't get bruises in the stomach.
Where were you on the evening of January the 20th at 11:30?
Walking home.
On your own?
Yeah.
Did you go straight home from the youth centre?
No. I went to get some fish and chips in Wentworth Street. Then I walked home.
Did anyone see you walking home?
Don't know.
Is there no one who can confirm your whereabouts at the time of Police Constable Johnson's death? Is there?
No.
Finally, Mr. Brandon, what were your feelings towards Police Constable Johnson?
Feelings?
Yes.
I'd no feelings. Couldn't give a monkey's about him.
Did you dislike him? I could very well understand if you held a grudge against him.
Well, really?
Oh, I'm sorry, Your Honour. I withdraw the last statement.
Any further questions, Mrs. Wilson?
No, Your Honour.
Come and sit down, Mrs. Brandon.
Oh, I'm all right. I'm all right. What happens now?
Well, the jury have to come to a decision.
Why did he say to come back tomorrow? Is it going to take them that long?
It's the end of the day. So court's adjourned anyway.
We've all got to wait till tomorrow. They should carry on till it's finished. I want to know. Keith wants to know. Do you think he did it?
No, Mrs. Brandon.
Oh. I wish I could be so sure.
Let's go to the coffee bar, shall we?
No, I'm going home. I'll see you tomorrow, shall I?
Of course.
Yeah.
Bye.
Poor thing.
He doesn't stand much of a chance if his own mother's not sure, does he?
You think he'll get found guilty?
Oh, he's bound to.
But he's not guilty.
How do you know?
Because there's no real evidence.
He confessed, Gemma.
Yeah, well, we've heard all about that.
Would you confess to a murder if you hadn't done it?
Keep your voices down, you two people are looking. Come on, let's go, shall we?
Do you think he's guilty, Liam?
No. Well, he might be. Look, I'm not sure.
If you're not absolutely sure, then you should find him not guilty. That's what the judge said, isn't it?
Well, not quite.
I think he'll get off. I'm telling you. There's not enough evidence.
Come on, you two.
Okay, hang on.
Hi, Mum.
I forgot your keys, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, well, they're here. Ta.
Did you have a good day at school?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was all right. Yeah, liar.
What?
You haven't been to school, have you?
Yeah.
Don't make matters worse by telling lies on top of lies, Andy. Where have you been? Come on, Andy, I know you haven't been to school because I thought I might have to work late tonight and I called into your school to drop off your keys. Well?
You're not interrogating one of your suspects, you know. Don't you be so bloody cheeky. I want to know where you've been. I was in court.
You were where?
The Keith Brandon trial. I went to watch.
On your own?
With some friends.
Who?
Oh, you don't know them.
Andy, who?
Liam Hargreaves and his sister.
I've heard his name mentioned quite a lot lately. I think it's about time I met him. Is he trouble?
No. His dad works at the BBC.
Oh, well then he must be all right.
Mum!
What do you think your dad's going to say?
Oh, you're not going to tell him, are you?
Keith Brandon. Why the sudden interest in him?
I don't know. I suppose it's just because we know him, that's all. The jury are out.
I heard.
Do you think they'll take long deciding?
Well, it's a fairly open and shut case, isn't it? There's a motive, a confession.
He said he was forced to sign.
Yeah, well, a lot of them say that, you know, Andy. Do you think he's innocent, then?
I don't know. Mum, can I go again tomorrow?
Oh, don't be so stupid.
Mum, please, it's the last day of school. We don't do anything on the last day.
I don't care, I want you in school.
I'll just go anyway, then.
You will not.
You can't stop me.
Andy, listen to me.
This is somebody's future we're talking about. Somebody I know.
Oh.
It's important to me. More important than playing Monopoly or computer games at school, which is all we'll do.
I didn't realise how much it meant to you.
Well, it does.
Okay, then.
What?
Okay, you can go.
Really?
Only if your dad finds out, I know nothing about it, all right?
All right, yes! Here's the jury now.
Oh, God.
Silence in court!
It's going to be all right, Mrs. Brandon.
The prisoner will stand.
Oh, please, God.
Members of the jury, will your foreman please stand? Please answer this question, yes or no. Have you reached a verdict on which you are all agreed?
Yes.
Oh, God, please.
Do you find the defendant, Keith Brandon, guilty or not guilty of murder?
Guilty.
Oh, oh.
No! No, I didn't do it! I didn't do it! I'll get you, bastards! I didn't do it!
In episode one of Crime Waves, you heard Jane Dawson as Gemma, Colin Parry as Liam, Jonathan Perkins as Andy, Jimmy Hibbert as Dad, Vincent Davis as Keith Brandon, Sue Jenkins as Mrs. Brandon, Jason Doan as PC Gibson, Chris Brailsford as PC Johnson, Seamus O'Neill as Detective Inspector Machen, Peter Rylands as Jeff Carter, Maureen Beattie as Jennifer Walsh, and Jeffrey Banks as the judge. Crime Waves was written by Dave Simpson and Diane Whitley, and produced in Manchester by Martin Jameson.